and so did his big balls. I swallowed hard. "Tommy?" he asked. I let out a little laugh and felt myself blushing as I nodded in reply. "We're going to the cabin now," Arne said peacefully. I realized he must have seen me staring at his cock. I couldn't get out of the water just now, with a full hard on. "Can't we swim a bit more?" I stuttered. "It's starting to get late," he replied, and I could see that he understood why I didn't want to move. "Do you have a boner?" he asked unexpectedly. "A boner? Why would I have one? No, that's not it." "It's not?" Arne smiled and walked towards me. I swallowed hard again and looked around, as if there were something in the water that could save me. He stopped right in front of me, looked deep into my eyes and smiled. "Are you sure?" I couldn't say anything else before I felt his hand around my thick cock. I couldn't hold back a moan. Then he slowly pulled back my foreskin. That was enough, and I was already close to coming. Then Arne suddenly let go of my cock and started walking towards the shore. "Come on now, it's nothing to be embarrassed about. We can't always control ourselves," he shouted over his shoulder. "It could be worse if you couldn't get it up at all." Later that night, we were both sitting on the sofa, each holding a beer, chatting about more or less anything. It was still quite warm, so we were both just wearing shorts. I was still dead embarrassed by what had happened before and couldn't quite follow what Arne was talking about. My thoughts kept running back to how good it had felt to have his hand around my cock. "Hello?" Arne placed a hand on my thigh. "Earth to Tommy. I asked you a question." "What? Sorry, I wasn't thinking about anything in particular. I'm just exhausted." His hand was still on my thigh, and I felt a tingling in my crotch. Horrified, I saw the edges of my shorts rise up. Arne moved his hand a bit further up my thigh. I gulped down the rest of my beer and started to get up from the sofa. I had to come up with something to get out of this awkward situation. "I'll grab another beer," I said weakly. Arne moved over to me without taking his hand off my thigh. "Wait for a second," he said. "There's no hurry to get that beer. I see your rod is rising again." He nodded towards my crotch. I tried to laugh. It sounded weird and dry. Then I looked between his legs. Indeed.